Come unto me, I will never leave you. We are oftentimes reminded in Scripture that I am God, and there is none else. This God, who refers to himself as I, or I am that I am, descended in the form of Jesus into the lower parts of the earth, this present evil world, for the expressed purpose of delivering us from it. He accomplished this by showing us repeatedly that the I of man, the only creature who can say I, the only creature who is made in God's image and likeness, who is indeed God in expression, that the I of man and the I of God are one and the same. I am the light of the world. You are the light of the world. The works that I do, you shall do also. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. This I, or me, is the one referred to by Jesus when he issued these invitations. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. We must come to the I that has made his abode within us, the I whose temple we are. We can find rest nowhere else, for there is none else. All our attempts to make sense of or find rest in that which we can see, hear, taste, or feel, what Jesus called this world, and which he came to deliver us from, is but vanity. Read the book of Ecclesiastes. There is no rest to be found there. The challenge is to live in this world and be a light to it without being of it, as Jesus prayed we would in John 17. We do this by continually returning to the I within, the I am that I am. Always listening for that still small voice, receiving all that we need from this one source, never relying on anything other than that I, which may appear to us in any form, but which must never be identified as that form, which can at any moment vanish from our sight. But the I we can be sure will never leave or forsake us, will be always with us even unto the end of the world. It cannot leave us, for it is who we are, the Christ, our very life, our true identity. There is none else. Note, see one thing have I desired for a discussion of how to dwell or abide in that I.